It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, we got some news, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Football Friday in the Loop Sports Radio 610. The Texans practicing inside an NRG Stadium. Roof is closed, as it will be, or likely will be, on Sunday. I say that like a fact, but I have a strong indication.
It better be.
Yeah, it better be.
I'm fine with it being open at night, but nah, it better be closed.
Yeah, and that's coming from us that are likely either going to be in the press box or, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the fine folks, we got to make sure that it feels good in the stadium. It might also feel good on the field as, you know, practice is happening. So we're getting a little bit of news as who's practicing. How about this? Nico Collins, who popped up on the injury report from practice yesterday with the hamstring. He was limited. He is back at practice. So when it comes to the worries about, hey, is Nico going to play? It's starting to feel like, hey, okay, he will play, that he was just dealing with the things that sometimes football players deal with. And he'll be out there. And maybe more importantly, Joe Mixon's back at practice.
Man, and I'm looking at it right now, moving around pretty good. Both of these were, flat-out surprises. When a guy goes down, practices on a Wednesday and then goes down and is not practicing Thursday, I said it in the first segment, that's not a good sign. I mean, something happened Wednesday. So for Nico, excellent news. Excellent news. And boy, does that change everything. How the wide receiver room looks. Mixon, even better news. And he's moving around okay. So maybe it was just precautionary, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, obviously he missed a game, but cautionary in terms of this week and getting ready.
Yeah. That really makes us feel good. And I think that's going to illuminate some things as we talk about the matchups that you're looking forward to when it comes to Texans, Jaguars. Now, one of the things I also want to mention injury-wise is not with the Texans, but it's related to this game, which is Evan Engram, the tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has already been ruled out for this game. He's missed the last couple of games. But getting to Jacksonville has been a resurgence for him.
Yeah, he's been good.
They found a way to utilize him, and he might be, unless I'm forgetting someone, he might be their best passing target.
Mm-hmm.
And so he feels like he's the focal point of what they want to do offensively, passing-wise. And so that, I think, also presents some interesting things. So with all of that being the case, where for you, Lopez, are you looking at kind of matchup-wise in this game that, honestly, I don't want to be too optimistic because then you set yourself up for the bad feelings if it does not go the right way. But it feels like the Texans have good advantage here.
Yeah, they do have a good advantage. And I think offensively, is where all of us have been focused and will continue to be so, clearly with the offensive line and such. But I'm looking at Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter.
Okay.
I'm looking at those guys. Trevor Lawrence is a mess. And their wide receivers are not exactly... Well, they haven't done much. I mean, they haven't done much at all year long. Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. And with no Evan Engram, the wide receivers for Jacksonville are going to have to be, big-time targets. I want to see Derek Stingley and Lassiter continue to do what they've done, maybe even at a higher level. Get a pick, get a turnover, shut the guy down. And I think if your cornerbacks are doing that, we've talked about it. You know, those are two guys that are game changers. You know, they especially Derek Stingley, but they are game changers. Change the game. I think you can get in Trevor Lawrence's head early if you can make a big play at the cornerback position. I'm looking at those two guys. I fully expect that matchup to be kind of a game decider if they can have some success.
Yeah, I think the defensive secondary for the Texans absolutely have an interesting matchup here because the Jaguars are, like, I think they have the second deepest route depth in the league. Early on through the season, like, they're going to try and throw the ball downfield. Our guy Ocho on the text line loves him. Brian Thomas is an opportunity to possibly see him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they have, you know, some speed out there when it comes to their wide receiving core as well. I mean, Christian Kirk is over there. Gabe Davis came over through Buffalo. Not guys that I view as necessarily world beaters, but they do have guys that have an opportunity to challenge you in some ways, and they want to challenge you throwing the football. I don't think that they're going to be particularly great at it, but I think that that is going to pose a challenge, especially after week one, and you saw the ability to be, you know, have some things go over the top, even during the course of the Bears games. I think that if we really looked at the tape, there were some instances where there, you know, secondary players might have been beaten in some ways that the Bears and Caleb Williams weren't able to capitalize on. So I'm interested to see how they, this is another data point or will be another data point in how this secondary handles the possibility of big plays. I think that you're right in that regard. I think that that's going to be a place that I want to watch.
Well, let's look at those three guys. Brian Thomas in three games has 11 catches. You know, they're not getting it done. They're not lighting people up. Christian Kirk, really disappointing season so far. In three games, he has 10 catches. And then Gabe Davis, you know, the big acquisition, who I like. I like him. I think he can stretch the field real well. But he has 16 targets and only 8 catches. He's batting 500.
This is not a good football game.
He's batting 500. So those three guys, not a single one of them has averaged more, you know, than three and change, you know, in a game in terms of catches. That's why I'm looking at Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. You know, have some success against those guys, and then I think the game changes.
Get back to turnover defense, is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. Another one, it's going to be the place that a lot of us are looking all, I mean, maybe all season long at this rate. Offensive line versus this Jaguars defensive line. I think that the Jaguars defensive line can be relatively stout. Like, they've got some talented players up there when it comes to, like, especially run defense. Like, they're decent at that. They're not bad. They're bad. They're bad defensively when it comes to covering the pass. And we'll get there as well, right? I think that poses an opportunity. I want to see this offensive line. I want to see them start imposing their will in various ways. Like, hopefully. And we'll talk more about Bobby Slowik and what he's looking at for this offensive line, for this offense in general. But it seems like it's put up or shut up time for a lot of people in that building. Obviously, with the idea of, you know, execution and making sure that you're not getting penalties, but also execution and making sure that you're effectively running the plays and giving people the best chance to succeed. You can't have guys unblocked. You can't have those things. I know Joe Mixon is back, and he's going to go a long way in making the most out of what is there. But what is there and what's blocked up for him needs to be significantly better.
And here's the biggest part when it comes to the offensive line. There are no more excuses. Joe Mixon is going to play. Yeah, Cam Akers, who has had a lot of success, probably more success in this blocking scheme than anyone not named Joe Mixon, is going to play. And so the whole idea of, well, is it the line? Is it the running backs? Well, you got Mixon and Akers, and they're going to play. And I would tell people to stay tuned for noon, because I think we heard some things yesterday from Bobby Slowik that are going to be very reflective of this offensive line. But there are no more excuses right now. Not only have they not put it all together consistently, but they got probably their best two backs are going to play on Sunday against a defense that you can probably have some success on. So no more excuses. There are none this week for the offensive line.
That being the case, I want to see this wide receiving core. And just this pass catching, this passing offense against this Jaguars defense, I think this is a possibility for a fireworks show. When it comes to, like, defensively, I think they don't get a lot of pressure. They're 30th in pressure. They don't blitz that much either, 21st when it comes to that. And they allow the fifth most yards per play passing the football, third highest opponent EPA. So, like, usually teams are very efficient throwing the football against them. I want to see that happen, right? We were robbed of that in some ways. They had explosive plays in the course of last game that were negated and things. I think this is an opportunity to tee off. I want to see Nico get his. I want to see Stephon Diggs get his. I know that we're in a place where Tank is likely not playing. Whoever else steps on the field, let Dalton Schultz get his as well. Joe Mixon in the past, I think this is an opportunity that we can have and see this offense eat.
Yeah, and that's the second part of this story is – we've seen C.J. Stroud look spectacular and then look very, I guess, limited, you know, in terms of being able to make those big plays. This is a game where the wide receivers, you are going to have Nico, you are going to have Stephon Diggs, probably not Tank, but then you've got these other two guys, you know, whether it's Xavier Hutchinson, three guys, or Robert Woods or John Metchie. This is the game where they should probably eat. And you mentioned Dalton Schultz. It's about time, isn't it? As much as the tight ends have had, at the top of the board, the big names have kind of struggled. Dalton Schultz has 7 catches in 3 games, and we really expected more out of him because in the preseason, when teams were really sort of, you know, protecting the top, we would talk about that too high safety look. Dalton Schultz was having a lot of success. We haven't seen that yet either. We haven't seen Dalton Schultz really get going underneath.
I appreciate this on the YouTube. Seeing Mixon in practice changed the feel of this broadcast, didn't it? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Because, I mean, look, I think we understand. Throw out whatever I was going to say. Let me go back to this. I still remember the feeling that I had when you got Joe Mixon on the field in training camp for the first time, and it was just like, oh, everything changed. It was like clouds parted and the sun came out just because his ability to tote the rock, his ability to get involved in the pass catching game. And y'all remember the feeling that y'all had in week one.
In a much better mood right now, huh?
I'm super excited to see that. Who I'm also excited for. Apparently, we got someone on the phones. Larry, what's happening, my man?
You already know what time it is, Reggie. What's up, J-Lo?
Hey, man.
You good, man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Look here. It's Friday, man. So y'all know I get ramped up, man, because I eat fish on Friday. I drink hen on Friday. I do some stuff for the old lady on Saturday. And then Sunday is football time, man. And let me say this, man. There's no reason. And you've already said it too, Lopez. It ain't no excuses for these boys. This is going to be an indictment that we're going to go out there and really determine whether or not we're going to be serious about making this run, man. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Jags' ass need to be put in the ground with extra dirt thrown on their ass come Sunday. Because we got, as we look at this game, man, we should be in a position that we're getting our running backs back. We got enough wide receivers to, you know, take a moment that we don't have Tank or whatever. We got replacement parts, man, that we can go out here on Sunday and give everybody a good show. But Bobby Slowick has been on my mind all week, man, because I am sick and tired of looking at him run an offense that looked like it's still something that we watched the Cowboys run back in the 90s with all that talent they had. It is time for Bobby Slowick to cut CJ ass loose in 2024 and start letting these boys eat, man. We got enough talent that we ought to be putting 40 on folks, man. And Bobby has to understand that he don't have to huddle every damn time. He can change his damn tempo. And he better have got him to Laramie Tulsa big ass and got him lit up for this week, too. Because I'm telling you, the first time his ass falls start over there on Kirby on Sunday, I might have to run on the field, man, and go and check his ass, because we can't be having that with a $30 million left tackle. Reggie, you're going to have to understand, man, I have been in this city my entire life, and I ain't never seen the Oilers win a Super Bowl, and I ain't seen my Texans get to the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game. And I watched a whole bunch of my homies expire from this earth, not getting a chance to have that celebration. And I'd be damned if your boy gonna go out like that. I took my ass to Minnesota thinking that my squad was gonna come back 3-0, but we should be 3-1 after this week and getting ready to ramp up for them Bills. And I'm not looking past them Bills. I'm just looking to get my ass out there to tailgate so I can get full as a tick on that hen in our hollow.
Yes, sir, that's Larry and Stafford. Larry, don't get on that field. I don't want you to spend the rest of the weekend in the bin.
I wonder if Laramie Tunsil jump off sides early. Is the crowd going to boo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is it going to boo a little bit? Yes. Yeah. I mean, it is. He is feeling it, and he better produce.
I mean, it's one thing to do it on the road, but if you at home doing this.
No, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, when you did it to the point where it was a main talking point.
You might get some cheers doing it on the road.
Shout out to the 832 Fig. They said, okay, now we can go whoop that ass. Yeah. All right, appreciate you, Larry.
Yeah, now we're
getting
ready.
People going. It's In the Loop. Sports Radio 610 on a football Friday. We getting ready for that home game on Sunday against the Jags. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including this familiar face, hanging up the cleats. We'll talk about that more next.